staffers voiced disbelief with the quick turnaround, which is unprecedented for VA. Crews worked around the clock, installing new machinery, fixing sewer lines, and painting walls.
You can't imagine the amount of work that it took to get all of that established.
LaTanya Aris helps direct patient care services at the Garland site.
It looks like a brand new facility. It is one of the most impressive things that I've seen, and I've worked for the VA almost 22 years.
The 470,000-square-foot facility, which closed its doors in 2018, was donated by Baylor Scott & White in early April. It will eventually serve as an outpatient and specialty care clinic for veterans in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For now, though, the 207-bed space will act as an overflow center for the Dallas VA, serving patients with less acute medical issues. Aris says the North Texas VA system expects coronavirus cases to peak among its patients by May 23rd, and the site is ready.
I do feel like we're able to handle the surge when it gets here, and we've made all of the provisions and plans to make sure that we can care for all of our veterans that come to us.
The new medical center could be called into action to help non-veterans, too. One of the VA's missions is to serve as a backup for civilian hospitals in times of crisis. I'm Carson Frame, reporting for the Texas Standard.